it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is... I knew this was going to happen.
Trump's a racist!
What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They give us love right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. There are various different platforms and devices that you can use to get not only this terrific program, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. There's nobody better to talk about it than Joe Spano. So I will turn it over to his very capable hands.
Well, Bob, so many ways that you can take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices. Let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. Listen Live Link allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app that you can download to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't, be they Android, be they Windows-based, be they Apple-based. Or simply go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that app versatility, the ability to just go to TuneIn.com, the wealth of on-demand content, and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Thanks for the service. We appreciate the protection. Hopefully we're giving you a little taste of home.
On the other side, we'll set the table and kick things off for this hump day edition of The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Experience the tranquil ambiance of Sanctuary Beach Resort in the heart of Monterey Bay. Sanctuary offers the luxurious amenities your mind and body desires, breathtaking ocean views and dramatic sunsets from cozy and warm private bungalows. Totally unwind with a soothing massage treatment and relax by the evening bonfire. For the ultimate escape to the Sanctuary Beach Resort, call 877-944-3863. The Sanctuary Beach Resort, where nature converges with comfort and style.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should.
Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And we have a lot to explore here in this hump day edition, so let's set the table and start devouring that sports buffet.
You're exactly right about that, Bob. I guess the place to start is going to be baseball. There's some news around baseball and some other interesting stories, so we'll have some fun. We'll talk about the release of Josh Hamilton. We'll talk a little Tim Tebow along the way, talk about the Dodgers and how they're staying in the heart of the NL West race despite, you know, having 7 starting pitchers on the DL and 27 different players overall visiting the disabled list this season, tied for a major league record. So we'll dive into the Dodgers a little bit. And then I guess at some point during this two-hour extravaganza, probably towards the back of hour one or the early part of hour two, we'll talk Dwight Gooden and what his situation, well, we'll speculate on what his situation actually is compared to what he indicates that it is. And we'll just go back and forth on the latest in Dwight Gooden's battle with sobriety.
Yep. And it's been a battle. It's been a battle for a long, long time now, one that he's could be losing. But we'll discuss that and get into all the ramifications thereof.
And then we got all kinds of, you know, after we get through the baseball and whether it be Gooden, Tebow, Josh Hamilton, et cetera, we've got a whole bunch of miscellaneous stories that will take you the rest of the way. Some are fun, some are thought-provoking, but it'll really be a mixed bag as we move along in hour two with the focus of hour one and perhaps a little beyond on some of these various baseball stories. But with that said, let's hit the ground running. And let's talk about Josh Hamilton, who has recently been released or is going to be released by the Texas Rangers. They release him now before the end of August, and that puts the Rangers in a position where they can revisit Josh Hamilton down the line. An unlikely scenario, but an option nonetheless as his rehab from the latest knee injury progresses.
It's a tough situation, Joe. I mean, from the time he left Texas on, he had a little bit of success, but not very much. You know, he's got a very large paycheck to fall back on, so nobody's having a pity party for Josh Hamilton. But the reality is that his career spiraled downward pretty quickly, and it's been mostly due to injuries. He's had, you know, a couple of things in the clubhouse and certain situations where his demons have sprung up, but nothing that has derailed his career. It's all been injury. And between his back and his knees and various different ailments, it's just looks like it's coming to an end for Josh Hamilton at the age of 35.
More than likely. And I guess in the wake of this release, with the Angels basically paying almost his entire salary, you're probably less left to ask. And last year is the next year of his deal, is the final year of his deal.
Right.
But you talked about some of the back woes. More notably of late, it's been multiple knee injuries the last couple of years. So I guess what you're left to ask is, it's obvious the Rangers are likely turning the page on Josh Hamilton, barring a shocking reversal of fortune or some sort of shocking speed to his recovery that makes them bring him back for the 2017 spring training, and perhaps he wins a job. But more than likely, I guess what we're left to ask is Josh Hamilton, in fact, done? And at 35, with multiple knee surgeries recently in the rearview mirror, having not been productive since 2014, and with the unique set of issues that Josh Hamilton brings along with him, I'd have to say it's more than likely that Josh Hamilton is done, and it's for one simple reason, Bob. What do I always talk about within the world of sports? You'll usually be unemployed when you are deemed more trouble than you are worth. And basically, it is the baggage that you bring compared to the production that you're able to bring on the field. Well, now with the multiple knee injuries, the unique set of baggage that always comes with Josh Hamilton, he has now crossed that line where he is more trouble than he's worth. So I'm pretty confident that at 35, with the myriad of injuries and the declining production, that Josh Hamilton's career in baseball as a major leaguer is finished.
More than likely. I mean, look, it's no risk, all reward for Texas going into next spring should they decide to invite him to camp on a minor league deal. And actually, that matter for anybody else, other than they have to have this structure in place to essentially babysit him, which is something that we've talked about at length over the years.
Well, that's in essence the more trouble than you're worth with declining production.
Yeah, no question about it, and that's obviously where I was going. But, you know, the fact is that he's being paid for by somebody else, so you can bring him in, see if there's anything left in the tank, specifically with Texas, because they know they have the structure and have had the structure in place forever to deal with his unique situation. But they can find out whether or not he has anything left. If they do, they bring him back to the big club. If they don't, they wave goodbye, and Josh Hamilton is a footnote in Major League history. And it's literally what it comes down to. There could be, theoretically, interest from other Major League teams, but again, not being structured to deal with his unique situation, as the Angels were not when they signed him to the big deal. No other team probably is going to take a flyer on him, but Texas will bring him back in the spring and look at him. I think that's a certainty. Unless his, you know, physically his knee just is that bad. But I think they'll bring him back and see if there's anything left in the bat. They have no risk.
Well, no, none of the other 29 teams, or 28 teams, because you got to exclude the Angels because they've taken all the risk, in Major League Baseball have any risk either. And I understand that the Rangers have the structure in place to deal with it. But again, Josh Hamilton is a unique set of circumstances, and I believe at this point, he has become more trouble than he's worth, so I have no expectation that the Rangers are going to bring him back. There was no real reason to release him at this point. You know, it's late August. Rosters are expanding to 40. I mean, what have you really done by releasing him and then considering revisiting in February or March as spring training opens, freeing a single spot on the 40-man roster for somebody to protect? So I kind of think that this move was indicative of, hey, you know what? The declining production, he hasn't been a productive hitter really of any magnitude since 2014. He's having trouble rehabbing this knee injury. He brings that unique set of circumstances. He's not getting younger. He's not part of our present or part of our future. So I kind of see the Rangers, like the other 29 teams in baseball, turning the page on Josh Hamilton. They did leave open the opportunity to bring him back by releasing him now. But I think the releasing him at all tells you where they are on Josh Hamilton. And I think they're going to move on from him. Because if they had any interest in having him around in any way, they'd be helping and supervising his rehab, and they'd keep him on, you know, they'd keep him under contract and on the 40-man roster. So I think they've turned a page on Josh Hamilton, and I think his career is over. And, you know, when we look back on his career, we'll talk about a player with a world of skill who had some pretty darn good success for a fairly short period of time, but could have been so much more had it not been for his personal demons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, that's going to be the postscript of his career. But I'll disagree with you in one aspect. I think they do bring him back to camp. I think what this is for them, and maybe this is the reason why they let him go at this point in time, is they need to set him off on his own. And I hate to say it, but they need to see whether or not as a man he can handle some level of adversity, get himself in decent shape again, go through the therapy and continuing therapy that he's been going through, not only in the intellectual sense, but in the physical sense, and then see if he's ready in spring training. I mean, he can walk through the door, and he can either go or not go according to the physicians. It's something we need to pick up on the other side, because I just want to add a little something to that before we move on.
Fair enough. We'll pick it up on the other side. You can weigh in on the Josh Hamilton discussion at 800-878-PLAY on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the attack right after this. Very brief. Time out.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock. com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You don't really miss being around those guys, because, a lot of fun, and I just been in a big league clubhouse since I was, their age, so it's, to not be able to play is going to be tough.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, we're talking Josh Hamilton. And Joe, you know, you made the point very accurately, so that, you know, once you become more trouble than you're worth, well, you know, bye bye. And we've seen it happen with many players in many sports. You know, as the late great Steve Howe said, they'll keep me around so long as I can throw in the mid 90s, and you know, I'm not a pain in the ass to the point where they decide to let me go. And I think, though, that Texas in doing this is sending a little bit of a message to Josh Hamilton that if you wish to continue your career, you're pretty much on your own. Now, we'll bring you back because there's no financial risk to us, and at least let you try out. But it's going to be under our terms, our conditions. And they also want to see what happens in the offseason, because here's a guy that, you know, they never put more than a $20 bill in his wallet for the obvious reasons. And now he's going to be cast off on his own and without that support structure in place provided by the team. I'm sure he has one personally. But let's see what happens in the offseason and whether or not he prepares himself to continue his major league career. They'll keep that door open and let him come back. And if the physicians say, hey, the knee's good enough to stand the stress for another season, well, get in the batting cage, show us what you got. And, oh, by the way, you stayed out of trouble in the offseason, so we're willing to at least talk to you. If he goes through another incident, they won't invite him to spring training.
Well, I don't want to belabor this point because ultimately we're going to end up agreeing to disagree. And I'm not saying the door has been slammed shut in the face of Josh Hamilton. I just think it's likely he doesn't come back. And the scenario that you're painting is counter to everything they've done with Josh Hamilton up until this point. So now with a guy at 35 years old, going on 36, who's rehabbing a knee injury, if you really thought there were any chance he was going to be part of your plans, when you've coddled him and cajoled him and made sure to the very best of your ability that he stayed out of trouble by holding his hand so that you could get him on the field and keep him productive, why now do you pull the plug on him if you really have any intentions of bringing him back, number one? And why now are you going to send the message that it's time to grow up when you never have before? And number two, if you really believe that there's a chance that he can come walking through that door and help you, why wouldn't you want your physicians, your trainers, and all those people to provide him the best in rehab care as opposed to casting him out on his own? I'm not saying the door is completely closed. I'm just saying that these actions indicate to me that they've pretty well turned the page on Josh Hamilton, and they don't see any more value in him as a player, and they don't see much value in him as a player, and they'd really just rather open up the spot on the 40-man roster so they can protect some relatively anonymous minor leaguer that they just think is a more valuable piece.
Yeah, no. You see, I'm not really disagreeing with you. What I'm saying is this, is just that if there's any level of talent left in him, it's all on him now to get it done. They, you know, I agree with you. They've pretty much turned the page on him. But they did leave the door open that if, hey, you know, you rehab your knee, you're in good shape, you stay out of trouble, you come back to us in the spring, yeah, we'll have a locker space for you to walk in the door and walk into the clubhouse. Go get in the batting cage, show us what you got. If you're still a major league ball player, we'll work something out. If not, have a nice life. I think that's why all the structure, all the effort, all the whatever has gone away is just that they believe it's probably done, but they're willing to at least keep the door open a crack to see whether or not he can still be a productive hitter or not. But the onus now is completely on him, because there's no risk for the Texas Rangers. There's no risk for the organization, and there's really no point to invest at this point in time. It's on him to get it done if he wants to continue his career. Like I said, I don't think it's any great shakes that he's going to be on their roster next year. I think you're probably right, 90%, 95% that he's not. But they'll leave the door open a little bit. Yeah, Josh, you want to continue? Go get it done. It's on you.
Yeah. That's all. That's where also the door is open a small crack. Likely Josh Hamilton is not on their spring training roster, and likely his career has come to an end, and now Josh Hamilton has to face the challenges of the next chapter of his life, which is a life after baseball, which means I don't know what income opportunities there are for him. He has made quite a bit of money in his major league career, and when you never have more than $20 in your pocket, you don't have much of an opportunity to spend any of it. True. But what do they say? Idle hands are the devil's workshop. Well, for the first time in a while, he's going to have a lot of idle hands because he'll have an entire summer where he doesn't have a need to get up to play baseball. So the next chapter of his life could prove to be pretty challenging. And I don't know what that next chapter holds, but obviously in doing what we do for a vocation, we'll be watching Josh Hamilton. And if there's a misstep, I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to talk about it. Let's hope there's not.
No question about it. And, you know, it's funny, Joe. I mean, when you think about what's gone on in his career over the last three, four years since things started to go out of control with the injuries, it is something that I'm sure his family and his therapists and people have started to address with him, I would think, is that, you know, baseball is going to end for you as far as a playing professional. I'll be curious to see, you know, as you said, who knows what the post-career will bring. Could he end up still in baseball as one of those roving counselors? You know, I'm the poster child for what not to do when you have Mickey Mantle talent and you know, the ability to get it done on the field, but what goes on between the ears doesn't always equate to a major league career. Baseball, you know, has a tendency to look out for people like that and get them involved in counseling younger players. Maybe that's a direction it could go in for him, but I don't know. It's going to be a real issue keeping him clean off the field, and something that, you know, as you said very accurately, doing what we do for a living, if it spills in the wrong direction, we're certainly going to be there with the paper towel to blot it up and wring it out.
Well, you know, I understand addiction is a battle that every addict fights every day, but at some point, you usually get out in front of the battle, you know, if you're successful. And some people just can't be saved, as they say in rehab. But the realities are, at some point, for those that end up winning the battle, they get out far enough in front of it that they can be that addiction counselor and that helping hand. Josh Hamilton's not there yet. So that being the next phase of his life is, to me, very much out there down the road, because he's still in so many ways so early in his fight that he's the one that needs the support system. Not necessarily at this stage of the game, the one that can be the support system. And I guess, you know, a good way to swing this over is when you look at Daryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden. Two contemporaries who are clearly at different stages of fighting their or going through their battle with addiction, from all indications, despite Doc's protest to the contrary. When you look at Daryl, the battle in some ways, the day-to-day battle and fight, is far enough in the rearview mirror that he now has the ability to function well as a human being and be somebody that can help other addicts. While Dwight, it's a little more extreme. He looks like he may well be losing the battle right now. And I don't want to paint that picture with Josh, but with Josh, I think he's still early enough in the battle as far as the day-to-day struggles that he has, that I don't know that anybody fighting the battle of addiction can lean on Josh Hamilton for help. He's still leaning on others for that help.
Yeah, well, that's accurate. But what I'm saying is that if they want to keep him, and again, Major League Baseball has a track record of doing this. If they do want to keep him involved in the sport, thinking that it will help him stay on the straight and narrow, they can find a way for him to be involved. You know, like I said, touring the teams in spring training, talking individually to young players as they're coming in. There's all kinds of avenues that Major League Baseball, if it chooses, and if Josh Hamilton chooses that he wants to go down that road, to keep him involved and perhaps keep him on the straight and narrow. But that's a path to still be determined.
That's fair. I mean, but you do realize what I'm saying about
where
he is in his battle with addiction compared to many. His his ability to provide help for others is extremely limited compared to what many others are able to do at this point.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I would disagree with that to a certain point, in that it, no matter whether or not you're a cured addict, as it were, and we all know that's no such thing.
Right.
But
it's where you, know, you are in your battle and how you're able to function.
And everything is day to day. And so who knows, you know, again, if they give him that outlet, who knows? Maybe that's the path that will keep him on the straight and narrow, is actually getting in front of other people with same issues and talking to them about it, and maybe recognizing the fact that he's now or should be an adult, and it's something that he can talk about and talk about his history. Again, that chapter is still to be written. We're just speculating, but I'm just looking at it as a path that he could end up traveling.
Fair enough. On the other side, want to stay with baseball. Let's do more of Dwight and Darryl, and then we'll go to Tim Tebow. That's all next, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's all next here on the Attack, so no flipping.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydratein.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydratein and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydratein is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratein. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but certainly is back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. Joe, talking baseball, been talking Josh Hamilton, and we're kind of segueing into Dwight Gooden and Darryl Strawberry, which has been in the news really because of the fact that ESPN did one of their 30-30 series on them and the unique relationship that they've had since they broke in with the Mets and both of their struggles with addiction, and it has taken another unique turn.
Yeah, unfortunately, it stems from an appearance they were supposed to do on WFAN radio here in New York. And Daryl showed up without issue. Dwight was originally going to be late, and then he never made it. And there is word that, you know, when as he was getting ready, or as his handlers, his representatives, were getting ready to bring him to the appearance, he actually locked himself like in a bedroom door and he wouldn't come out. So, you know, and there's people who have seen him recently. You now see the pictures floating around on the internet and in social media that when you look at them, they're kind of disturbing how frail and drawn that he looks. I don't know that that's an indication of anything. There's a whole world of marathon runners that look frail and drawn just like that, and they don't have substance abuse problems.
Right.
Doc indicates that everything is fine and that there's nothing criminal or illegal going on and that he's not back using again. There are a lot of people either close to him, not close to him, experts in substance abuse and others that look at the behavior, look at the physical condition, and look at the history and think that he's using again and that he is, you know, lying to cover it up and all those other things. So I don't really know where to stand on Doc Gooden. He you says know, he's not using. You know, I look at some of the evidence, whether it be the pictures and the physical evidence, as well as over the last week, some inconsistent behavior. And I tend to think otherwise, but I can't really prove anything or pinpoint anything that unequivocally says, well, he's skinny. He didn't show up for an event at WFAN, so he must be getting high.
Right. And that's fair. You know, we don't want to paint with that brush. But I want to say something that he said, and he's had some health issues over the last couple of years, just non-related to drugs, just health issues that, you know, have been public. And he said that's the reason why he's so skinny and so drawn. And when Daryl Strawberry talked publicly about what he felt about what was going on with Doc really reacted negatively, as most people would, and called him a bunch of names and said that their relationship is over. Then yesterday he was talking about how, well, you know, we could end up hugging it out and all this kind of stuff. But I want to take it back a little bit, Joe. And this is something that, you know, you are a number of years younger than I am, but you are very well aware of Doc and Daryl splashing on the scene with the Mets. Mm-hmm. I obviously was, and I was a Met fan. But when they started to get into trouble as young players, and we've talked about it many times, when you put the multiple zeros in front of the checks, you never know how you're going to react when you're that age. And they both had their issues, obviously. But there was one thing that was really unique with them and the media is that Daryl was always the bad guy and Doc always got cut slack. And that was a constant with them. Daryl was the guy that got into the fight with Keith Hernandez in spring training. Daryl was the guy who was surly in front of the microphones. Daryl was the guy that cheated on his wife. Daryl was the guy that, you know, at first lied about his addiction. Daryl was the guy that took the big money to get out of town and couldn't get out of town fast enough. And he was always painted with that bad guy brush. And Doc was always cut slack. Doc was not articulate in front of the cameras. Doc was a bit of a shy guy who had trouble dealing with pressure. Doc was one of those guys that the media protected to a certain degree. And it was a good, you know, a black hat, white hat situation with them. As it turned out later on, Doc was the guy that was constantly lying to the media about whether or not he was getting help. This was a one-time thing. I was doing this. I was doing that. It really was an addiction. I'm not in cocaine and in booze all the time, because he had as big a problem with alcohol as he did with cocaine. And they protected him. Well, now it's turning out that maybe Daryl was the good guy in the aspect of he reconciled with his life. He seems to have turned his life around. He's trying to help other people. And Doc is the guy who is continuing to lie and continuing to try to fool the public, except he can't fool the public any longer.
Fair statement on their history leading up to this point. all indications from what I've seen is that you're right about the present Doc Gooden. He's lying to the public, he's lying to himself, and he's lying to those around him. Because we've seen concerns for his well-being from a great deal of people close to him. But again, I'm not there.
Oh, no question.
I'm not in his... I can't tell you unequivocally. Again, you know me. I'm not one... Well, looks like it. I see a skinny, drawn guy who didn't show up for an appearance at WFAN. Well, that doesn't necessarily make a junkie to me.
Right.
You know, maybe there's other mounting evidence that I'm not as aware of that I hear speculated on. And again, you know, so I really don't know. My mind and my eyes and everything I'm seeing telling me, here's somebody not dealing well with you know, his battle with addiction, and he's on the losing end of it, and maybe things have started to turn for the worse again with some of the health issues. Number one, the loss of his mom back in July. But it appears to me, purely on the outside, looking in, that Daryl is right and those others that have indicated that there's an issue are right. I can't prove it.
Right.
I think the Yankees have been very benevolent in extending the olive branch and the offer. We'll pay for your rehab should you decide to take us up on it. And Doc, to this point, has not responded in any way to the Yankees and has responded via the media and the various social media outlets by saying, I'm fine. I'm not using, and you know, only time will tell, because you can only lie to yourself for so long.
Yeah.
So we pray that Doc's being honest with us and himself. I just don't know that he is.
Well, that's the thing, and I'm not saying he is using, and I know you're not saying the same thing. But you are old enough to remember that. The press perception of the two of them when they were in New York were starkly different. And the media chose to do that. And Doc had a tendency to get away with things that Daryl didn't get away with. And once Daryl left town, he never revisited New York with the Mets. He did it with the Yankees the same as Doc Gooden did. That perception altered a little bit because Daryl had kind of straightened his life out by that point in time, and or at least was trying to. And Doc, in many ways...
And be fair, he had some hiccups along the way as well.
Absolutely he did. But, you know, Doc, and I think you make a lovely point about the Yankees and the fact that with their willingness to reach out to Doc Gooden and say, hey, look, if you need help, we'll help you. And the willingness to do it. But again, you were around at that point in time and old enough to remember that double-edged sword of good guy, bad guy, white hat, black hat did exist. And Doc got away with a lot. Now, I don't know if he's trying to do it now, but any facade of that has been ripped away. And, you know, look, I don't know if Daryl was grandstanding the other day or not, but for a guy who runs a rehab facility, he's seeing what he sees. He is an addict himself. He knows the signs. He knows the indications. I watched the 30-30. Doc looked horrible in it, and Daryl looks healthy. But again, that could just be health issues that Doc Gooden is dealing with. But all indications is that Doc's traveling down a bad road right now. And hopefully he recognizes that people are out there who are willing and able to help him if it is the case. And he reaches out for that lifeline. That's the only thing you can hope for with Doc Gooden.
Yeah, I think that's well said. In order to embrace the help, you've got to come to grips with the fact that there's a problem if there is in fact one. I believe there is one. Again, can't prove it.
Right.
You know, if you're going to deny there's a problem, well, who am I to tell you that you have a problem? When you hit rock bottom and you come to grips with the fact that you do have a problem, you'll grab that lifeline perhaps and make another effort at turning your life around.
Yeah.
It's really, really all I have at this point.
Yeah, no, that's
on fair. On Dwight Gooden, other than to say, we pray for your well-being. It's all we can do.
Yeah. I mean, when you think back onto both of their careers and what they provided as far as entertainment and enjoyment in Major League Baseball. They were just two bursting phenomenons that shot across the sky. We've often talked about what could have been with the both of them, you know, but when you look at it and you look at what went on in their careers off the field, what they achieved on the field was still phenomenal. They, had they kept themselves clean, they probably both would have been Hall of Famers. But, you know, again, that's water under the bridge. There's nothing.
Certainly, Doc. I don't know that Darryl, while explosive, a lot of holes in the swing. I think there was a real chance for true greatness for Doc Gooden, more so than even Darryl Strawberry.
Well,
in my opinion, take it for what it's worth.
No, absolutely, and I completely understand. The only thing that I would have said with Darryl, and you know, you got to remember the time as well. Had he been clean and had he not lost time to suspension and whatever, he might have hit 500 home runs, and that would have put him in the Hall of Fame.
That's the magic number. And I guess that's very well said. I guess to move on, and we're going to carry some baseball into hour two, but I guess we'll get to this one quickly as we wrap up, you know, this hour. And it's the Dodgers. You know, now two more starting pitchers going to the DL, pitchers number 6 and 7. Fortunately, Rich Hill will come off the DL and only have 6 starting pitchers on the DL. But give them credit. 7 starting pitchers on the DL. 27 different players on the DL this season to tie a major league record, and they're in a dogfight for first place in the NL West with the San Francisco Giants. I give them a lot of credit. I didn't expect great things from them this year. I didn't like what they did in the offseason, but boy, in many ways, unlike the Dodger teams of late that have disappointed, this team in many ways to me has exceeded expectations.
Oh God, yeah. And I mean, Roberts is doing a hell of a job as the manager, just keeping it together. Very few managers in baseball could have kept this team competitive.
I've been impressed by what they've done. Again, as I said, I didn't have lofty expectations for them coming into the year. I certainly didn't have expectations of a dogfight for a playoff spot and for them to currently be in first place in the National League West with a 70-55 record. I just didn't think they had the goods.
Yeah.
And you factor in now record tying and record setting volume of injuries to the team as a whole and the starting rotation in particular. For them to be in it is a testament to Not only their manager, but their front office has done an incredible job of keeping this thing together.
No question about it, man. No question about it.
We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. We're the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. If you want to weigh in, 800-878-PLAY on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll wrap up hour one after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and we're having fun with baseball as well. We should. You know, it's funny, Joe, you being a Yankee fan and me being a Met fan, you know, you talked about Darryl and whether or not he would have been a Hall of Famer for 6 years straight, leading from 92 until 1997. He didn't play more than 63 games in an entire season. And he still hit 335 home runs and knocked in 1,000 runs. You know, it's funny. And I know you being a huge Yankee fan that you are, you'll feel the same way about this. When Reggie Jackson came to bat, no matter what I was doing, I stopped and I watched. Whether or not it was at the stadium or at home, whatever the circumstances are, because you never knew what the guy was going to do. Same thing with Darryl. When he came to the plate, you never knew how far he was going to hit it or not hit it, as the case may be. But you stopped whatever you were doing to watch it. He was that kind of impact player, the same as Reggie.
Well said, Bob. And that's an apt way to tie a bow around our baseball discussion for hour one. Going to carry a little baseball into hour two as we have to talk a little Tim Tebow.
Yes.
Going to be working out for prospective teams. Then from there, we have a mixed bag of sports talk, and I have an array of fun stories that we can get to as well. I always find some cool offbeat stuff, such as my new favorite real estate agent and a whole lot more. But let's step aside for the news right now here on Sports Byline. Then we'll be back at you with hour two of The Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hillary Clinton is desperate to cover up her crimes.
And campaigning in Texas, Republican nominee Donald Trump says some of those alleged crimes involve ties between the Clinton Foundation and the U.S. State Department under Hillary Clinton.
It is now abundantly clear that the Clintons set up a business to profit from public office.
Trump speaks amid new reports showing the Clinton Foundation and the State Department gave favors to those who donated to the Clinton Foundation. At least 36 people are dead, about 150 missing after a major earthquake shakes central Italy. It strikes early in the morning, the 6.2 quake, about 100 miles northeast of Rome.
As of today, federal support has reached $127 million.
But as President Obama toured parts of flood-ravaged Louisiana, he said all Americans need to help in any way they can. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. A human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to ConstitutionMinute.com.
The FBI now investigating a cyber attack against the New York Times and other big news outlets. Government officials reportedly believe it was again Russian hackers behind the attacks. The FBI still investigating a series of similar attacks on the major political parties ahead of the November election, targeting both Democratic and Republican Party organizations. It appears Zika is not just in Miami-Dade County, Florida, any longer, as we hear from correspondent Evan Heidenreich.
The Zika virus appears to be spreading in Florida with confirmation of more non-travel-related cases. Health officials say one of the new cases spread by local mosquitoes is in Pinellas County, nearly 300 miles from Miami. Officials say the Tampa area resident may have been infected with the virus in a neighboring city.
Ryan Lochte and three other U.S. Olympic swimmers were alleged to have vandalized a gas station bathroom in Rio. Now documents from the police there show that the only damage was an advertising poster being knocked off the wall in that restroom. This is USA Radio News.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader. An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
We told you moments ago about Zika in Florida. The Centers for Disease Control is now also warning travelers of the transmission of Zika in the Bahamas. The federal agency issuing a travel notice after the mosquito-borne virus was reported near the capital city of Nassau. A 16-year-old is recovering after an experimental drug saved him from a brain-eating amoeba. Sebastian De Leon was on vacation with his family in Orlando when he developed the infection. They put him in a medically induced coma and gave him that experimental drug. Now De Leon is called one of only four people in the last 50 years to have survived that type of infection. A family is waiting to hear back from the TSA after what they call a very degrading incident at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. Ted Houston has that story.
The family was going through security to fly back home to Minnesota on Saturday. 9-year-old Chili Bergstrom has a pacemaker because of a congenital heart defect. It's never been an issue, but TSA agents at Sky Harbor had a different idea.
We absolutely were discriminated against because of his pacemaker.
The boy's mom, Allie Bergstrom, says they requested an alternative screening for Chili like they always do, but TSA agents said he didn't qualify.
At that point is when the TSA agent said that he wouldn't be flying today.
Chili was devastated.
I thought it was my fault.
The family got home several hours behind schedule. The TSA says it's looking into the incident.
And House Republicans say a bill that exempts winnings by U.S. Olympians from taxable income will be considered by the full House once it's out of committee. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Indeed you did. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's about radio on the go, the platforms, the devices, the various different ways you can get not only this show, but everything on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe has all the devices. We know all about the platforms. He's here to explain it to you.
All right. Well, we both know about the platforms. I got all the devices. You can start by taking any of your favorite devices and logging on to sportsbyline.com. It's our award-winning website. There's a listen live link. There's also a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage separated by genre. All that and more. Check it all out at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. Download it to any device you can think of, whether it be Apple-based, Android-based, or Windows-based. You can also just go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that app versatility. Android, Windows, Apple, doesn't matter. Or you can just go to TuneIn.com. Again, lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And most importantly for Bob and I, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, not the least of which is the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. We've had that relationship for a long time, started by the Jefe, and it's something we appreciate and treasure, and we hope that you enjoy the programming that we provide and the entertainment, hopefully, that gives you a little bit of a taste of home.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll quickly set the table for hour number two, and then we'll try and hit the ground running. We'll take your calls on anything we've talked about thus far at 800-878-PLAY. It's all baseball, all the time right now. It's 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick off hour two right after this.
Experience the tranquil ambiance of Sanctuary Beach Resort in the heart of Monterey Bay. Sanctuary offers the luxurious amenities your mind and body desires, breathtaking ocean views and dramatic sunsets from cozy and warm private bungalows. Totally unwind with a soothing massage treatment and relax by the evening bonfire. For the ultimate escape to the Sanctuary Beach Resort, call 877-944-3863. The Sanctuary Beach Resort, where nature converges with comfort and style.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
That's a good segue into Tim Tebow, Joe, don't you think?
Not at all. He doesn't drink. And
sarcasm being the name of the word there.
Yeah, exactly. The order of the day is sarcasm. And I guess the place to go is, in fact, Tim Tebow. And, you know, he has scheduled one of those private workouts akin to what the, I guess, the Cuban defectors do. It's a showcase workout so he can showcase his skills and perhaps net himself a minor league contract with one of the 30 Major League Baseball teams. And that's going to take place on August 30th in L.A., and it will be closed to the public.
Yeah. You know, hey, we talked about it. You want to chase a career, who are we to say you shouldn't? And, you know, for people who don't remember, and granted, it's a long time ago.
It's a decade ago. A lot of people don't remember.
But he was all SEC, first team, playing the outfield for the Florida Gators.
Yeah. And it's close to a decade ago. He hasn't faced, you know, any sort of serious level of competition in baseball for something nearing a decade now. So at the very least, it's an uphill battle for Tim Tebow.
Oh, fair enough. I mean, no question about it. But, you know, again, he's got the wherewithal to do it. You know, he's paying for the facility. He paid for the training. He worked with some baseball people quietly trying to see whether or not he still had any talent left in that particular sport. And, you know, something, let him go for it. I don't have any issue with it at all. Obviously, a bunch of teams don't because there's going to be 20-plus to go see him. And they know of his athletic ability, so why not? If he can go in there and impress somebody and they sign him to a minor league deal to see if he can develop. Now, granted, at his age, they can't keep him in the minor leagues very long. They're going to have to decide whether or not he's going to be a major league guy or not. And, you know, that's working against him, obviously. But why not? If he's got the skill set and you're a Major League Baseball team, hell, I'd take a flyer on him.
Well, I can also ask at the same time why. You know, 29 going on 30. He's got a nice gig with the SEC Network. He's been away from competitive baseball for almost a decade. The realities and the big question, I mean, what harm is there? He spends a few of his own bucks doing some of the workouts, and he's got that competitive fire, and he pays for the facility. That's fine. But ultimately, at 29 going on 30, hasn't played organized baseball or baseball of any real level of competitiveness for near a decade. The realities are 20-plus of the 30 teams are sending somebody to look at him. Right. Most of those 20-plus teams are not sending their high-profile and best talent evaluators, they're sending their second- and third-level guys. Here's the realities, and here's the ultimate question we have to ask. Does anybody sign a guy who's 29 going on 30 in a sport where if you haven't played competitive and against elite competition in near a decade, it may take you, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years to get up to speed, at which time you'd be in your early to mid-30s, and it's a young man's game. Is there any reason to invest any sum of money, no matter how small it is, but perhaps more importantly, tie up a roster spot with Tim Tebow? So I ask, when all these teams are said and done with the workout, does anybody actually sign Tim Tebow? And if they do, are they signing him because he's Tim Tebow, the baseball player, or is he Tim Tebow, the publicity stunt?
Well, I think that's a fair question to ask. I would imagine it would depend on the particular organization, because there are some organizations that would do it as the publicity stunt because they're just not very well-run organizations. And then there's other organizations that are strictly baseball geared that would not take it in that direction. They don't need to take it in that direction. But I think the scouts who will be there at the workout and evaluating what's going on with him will be asked one question by their front offices. Can we get him in the major leagues within 2 years? And if we can get him in the major leagues within 2 years, then it's worth signing a minor league deal to and getting him involved. If not, then nobody's going to bother.
All right. Well, Bob, we're in a position where we have to, where we occasionally try and make some absolute statements. Your thoughts, what do you think's going to happen? Your educated guess. Does anybody see anything in him where they take a flyer on him as far as being a real base, a real possibility of making the major leagues? Or do you see everybody passing on him?
If I had to hazard a guess, I'd say pass.
Yeah, me too.
I just think it's too far along in the process. But you know something, Joe, and I know you agree with that. He hits with power. He's got a cannon arm. He's a very good, from all indicate, or was a very good, from all indications, outfielder. I still think it comes back to that. Can we get him to the major leagues quickly before that window, as you talked about very accurately? You don't want to bring a guy up at 33, 34 years of age and put him into your outfield as a rookie. That's just stupidity. And I don't think any organization will do that. And I think that's the one question that will have to be answered. And if they answer it, go ahead.
I think ultimately with a guy of this age, this far away from it, while a good athlete and a high character guy, if you put him down in the minors with the minds on developing him, he gets in the way of younger and perhaps better players.
No question.
And ultimately, I guess his claim to fame, if he does actually get signed, in my mind, it's definitely a publicity stunt. And I would guess, I guess the analogy I'll draw with him going to play baseball is Michael Jordan going to play baseball. They will both have been away from the game of baseball for a decade, maybe in the case of Jordan more. Tebow actually a far more accomplished baseball player than Michael. And Tebow actually, I think, right around the same age when he embarks on this journey. Jordan was clearly a publicity stunt. And, right. You know, you put him down in Double A, got all kinds of attention. And all the players that played with him got to ride on a brand new shiny bus. Tebow has a better chance of success than Michael.
Agreed.
But the realities are, to me, it's a very, very similar story. And if somebody does sign him as a publicity stunt, I don't see him getting past Double A. And I think that's probably where he washes out and a team ultimately moves on from him in a year, or he ultimately moves on realizing that this is going nowhere fast. So that's how I see this all shaking out. In my mind, any of the teams that whoever does sign him, you can't convince me that they believe that this guy can help them. It's a publicity stunt that's to garner attention for the organization. And, you know, for Tim, in his mind, it'll be a real shot to make the majors. But ultimately, I think whoever does sign him, you know, year, maybe 2 years at the most, doesn't get past double A, ultimately washes out and back to the SEC network he goes.
Nothing I can disagree with there, but I'll ask you this. And you talked about Michael Jordan and his situation, which it was clearly a publicity stunt. But you also remember at the time there were a lot of rumblings about his gambling and the various different issues that he had as far as how he was handling himself off the court. It gave him a diversion. It's obviously was a publicity stunt because as soon as you looked at him, you could tell he was never going to make it on the major league level. But with Tebow, those issues aren't there. He has a job. He's well-respected in his field. It's not that aspect of him being involved with the SEC network is not a publicity stunt. And I wonder whether or not he would allow himself, being the kind of human being on the surface that he appears to be used like that. And, I mean, if one team comes running up to him and goes, Tim, we think you're going to be a superstar within 2 years in the major leagues. I don't think Tim Tebow's gullible enough to think that that would be the case if all other teams pass on him. And he ends up going to double A and, as you said accurately, becoming a publicity stunt and washing out. I don't know that he would allow himself to be used that way. What would your opinion be?
Well, I don't think anybody comes running up to him that way, and I think they're coy. And while on the outside looking in, we may be able to see him being used, his zeal to make it on the grand stage as a great and competitive athlete may override logic, and he may not see the forest for the trees. We'll wrap up this discussion on Tebow, but I want to ask you something else, and I'll weigh in with my thoughts on something interesting that Tim Tebow is doing right now and maybe putting the cart before the horse. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock. Dot com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Mr. Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And we're talking baseball and Tim Tebow.
We sure are, Bob. And I guess we've summed up what we think are his chances going forward, and I thought you posed an interesting question as we were going to break, and I kind of rushed through my answer a little bit. Sometimes your zeal to compete and compete on the highest level may cloud his judgment as it relates to an organization using him as, you know, perhaps a publicity stunt, his desire to get to the top. And these organizations are savvy enough to couch it. I don't imagine there's going to be the scenario that you paint, some running over to them, you know, like, I got to have it, because it's just not going to be. So if I'm pretty confident if Tebow is offered a contract by an organization, regardless of their motives, Tim Tebow is going to take the deal because the man is extremely confident in his own abilities, and he has an innate desire to compete athletically at the highest level, and he'll try and do just that.
When I say something like that, I'm always pushing it out to the envelope. I obviously don't think somebody's going to go sprinting up to him and say that kind of thing. But again, I'll put it this way. It would have to be, I would imagine he and his representatives, it would have to be something where when they did sit down and talk, if somebody was interested in him, where they do paint some kind of time frame saying, look, here's what we see. Here's what we think can happen. Here's what you need to work on in order to get to major league level. Our talent evaluators believe X, Y, and Z could happen in this time frame. Are you comfortable with that? And if he is comfortable with it, great. If they're lying to him and he buys into it, and I agree with you 100%, his zeal to compete, that fire has not been extinguished within him, and he's looking for the outlet to continue doing it. And maybe that does cloud his judgment going forward. But I would think the people around him, and he seems to get good advice from most people, they would have to be real careful that this is not seen as a publicity stunt, because I don't think he wants to be seen as that.
Fair statement. And, you know, we'll be watching the fallout from his workout on August 30th. But it's funny, there was an article I saw last week when Tebow first announced that he wanted to try and latch on with a Major League Baseball organization in his attempt to make the major leagues. And it was, talk about putting the cart before the horse. Tim Tebow's already signing bats and balls through TD autographs. $125 for Tim Tebow's signature on a baseball. $175 for his signature on a bat. And, you know, for the first time since Tim Tebow has launched himself into the national sports spotlight, I found myself turned off by Tim Tebow. And I'm all for him pursuing a baseball career. You want to follow your dreams, you go for it. We too often in this world and in this country, we stop people from pursuing their dreams, and we scoff at those dreams as impractical. He's got the money. He has the wherewithal. He's not hurting anybody by pursuing his dream. But this idea, you know what, let me put the cart before the horse. Let me sign a bunch of baseballs and bats and become a guy that sells memorabilia of me, the baseball player. Well, before I became the baseball player, I guess for the first time ever, it turned me off a little bit to Tim Tebow.
And not that there's anything wrong with somebody capitalizing on financial opportunities, but it just turned me off, and I didn't particularly care for it. And I thought it was kind of a misstep by Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I don't know where you saw the article, but I saw the article written by Mark Heim on AL, excuse me. It's a little bit tacky.
Right, and that's a good word for it. It's tacky. And, you know, it's something, it's really the first misstep for a guy. Don't you think maybe before you start taking the time to sign memorabilia, you might want to get signed first and actually have a demand for this? I think the focus should be getting signed. So for the first time for me, this was really a misstep for Tebow, and it was something that turned me off a little bit. As you said, it's tacky. It's kind of, it's not that it's in poor taste. It's just tacky.
You know, the only way I can spin that, and, you know, he doesn't need me to spin for him, is that he's been training for this for about a year. And again, he's a very confident guy. He truly believes in his abilities as an athlete as well. He should. I mean, it didn't play out long term in the National Football League, but let's not forget, you know, he got his team within a game of the Super Bowl. Maybe he just in his heart of hearts believes he's going to make it.
And, two games of the Super Bowl, I see.
He never got past the divisional round. But you know, he won a playoff game, and he believes in his athletic ability. He believes in his ability to compete on an elite level, as well he should in many ways. And so maybe, you know, and I'll put this spin on it, I don't know what to be fact, obviously, is that he believes he's going to make it. He believes he's going to get signed by somebody. And so he's doing this, he's making some money off it, and he's saying, all right, well, you can be the first kid on your block to have a Tim Tebow bat because I'm going to get signed by a Major League Baseball team. But I agree with you. I think it's a little tacky.
A little tacky, and very much cart before horse.
Yeah, very much.
So... that said, you know, it's just something that we're talking Tim Tebow. I saw the article last week on FoxSports.com, and I thought it was something worth mentioning of how much it put me off. And for those of you out there that were put off by it, you can weigh in with your thoughts on Tim Tebow signing memorabilia before getting a job, baseball memorabilia specifically, before getting a job in baseball at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. If you want to talk to us on Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Or weigh in on any other baseball things that we talked about, the feasibility of Tebow actually getting a contract offer from one of these major league teams after his workout, to Dwight and Darryl, to, you know, everything that we've talked about, the future of Josh Hamilton, all that more, all fair game at 800-878-PLAY, or again on Twitter in 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA.
Indeed. Any more MLB you want to go through, brother?
I'm done with the MLB, Bob. It's fair game. You can from here go anywhere your little heart desires, and if you have no particular direction to go, I have a couple of places that I can take us.
Well, I actually do. You know, and we revisit our friend Ryan Lochte. Joe, there's actually some blowback in his direction as far as positive stuff from his fans. There are a number of people who have said, look, he's getting crucified in the media, which he has been, rightfully so in our opinion, which he has been, but a lot of his fans and a lot of people around who just enjoy the Olympics and enjoy USA sports and competitive swimming have said, look, get off the guy's back. He made a mistake. He screwed up, and enough is enough. Let's not put him up on a cross.
Well, and we've talked about this a lot, Bob. We're a world of second chances, third chances, fourth chances, eighth chances, whatever it might be. We're a society of forgiveness. And what do you always say? When you crucify somebody too much, sentiment turns around and they suddenly become a sympathetic figure. And that's starting to happen here with Ryan Lochte. Again, me and you, while critical of him, have not crucified him.
We just talked about what he did, the bad judgment that he showed, the immaturity that he showed. So we haven't been those types to crucify him. And what happens is when you recount these situations and you proffer an opinion, there are those that do what we do and also, you know, the people that troll social media that attack figures like this for their stupidity with such vitriol that they ultimately become sympathetic figures. And that's really what's starting to happen here with Ryan Lochte. I don't feel any particular sympathy for him because, you know, by perpetrating the fraud that he did in many ways, he brought all this down upon himself, not only himself, but the three people that he was with. So sympathy for me doesn't really come to Ryan Lochte. I'm just not there. But I did see an interesting article in the Charlotte Observer. Again, you know, we reach deep sometimes. You know, we read about every newspaper in the country.
Yep.
By a guy by the name of Theoden James. And the article itself, you know, he talks about, now that we've crucified, the headline that they write, and obviously the author of the article does not write the headline, but, you know, now that we've crucified Ryan Lochte, does he deserve a little sympathy? And Theoden James goes back and forth in talking about Lochte and how, you know, it's a lot of what we said. You know, they crucify you so much you become a sympathetic figure. But there are a couple of things he talks about within the article. You know, you have your little Zoom voice recorder going and you're writing some notes to yourself as you're doing this. And here's what he cares. This, I don't know Ryan Lochte other than going to interview him once for an interview, and he happens to train in Charlotte. And he was grasping for adjectives to describe him. And he uses polite, unassuming, uncomplicated, childlike. And there's more. I'll pick it up on the other side. And there's a quote within the article from Ryan Lochte that shows just how unaware and how ill-equipped in many ways he is to be dealing with adulthood at 32.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydrotane.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
Well, you better be. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto. Chime in. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And Twitter's more your thing, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71. And we're talking Ryan Lochte. There's been some blowback in the positive for him, as people are saying, get off his back. But you referenced an article that you found, Joe, about the fact that this kid appears to be ill-equipped for adulthood.
Yeah, at 32. So at some point, maybe he grows up. And, you know, again, this is an article from Theoden James of the Charlotte Observer. And, again, Lochte trains down at the... down in Charlotte, that's where he's based as far as his training. And, you know, remember, if you remember in the back of the last segment, I mentioned as James was recording the interview that he was having with Lochte, he was also jotting down some notes in a notebook, as writers often will. And he was grasping for adjectives to describe him. And as he said, polite, unassuming, uncomplicated, which is a buzzword for simple, childlike.
Right.
You know, uncomplicated is not necessarily a flattering term. It implies a certain simplicity. And again, when he says uncomplicated and uses it as simple, this is an adjective that you're using to describe somebody who happens to be driving around in a white Bentley Continental GT. So you're not talking about him living a simple life as far as unencumbered by the finer things in life. And if you remember some of his tweets from Rio before going out, he was tweeting about his $200, you know, his $200 right. jeans, his $600 shirt. So when you say uncomplicated in this vein and in this light, you're really talking about a guy that you think is a simpleton in some way, childlike, again, more of the same. And then he goes on to talk about Lochte mentioning that his best friend and teammate, Cullen Jones, is part owner of a nightclub called Vault in the Epicenter. Now, I'm not from the greater Charlotte area, so I don't know where the Epicenter is. I always thought I was the epicenter of everything, but that's my immodesty coming to the forefront again. And Lochte mentions... And, you know, he's paraphrasing at this point in the article, the fact that they can drink for free there.
Right.
And then, you know, he grins at Jane slightly. And now here's where I'm quoting for basically the rest of this. I'm still learning. Is that 32? I'm still learning. I mean, I haven't gotten in trouble, especially here in Charlotte, just because I try to surround myself with people that know I can't be doing that stuff. So if I ever get to a certain point where I can't make the right decision, they'll be like, hey, Ryan, don't do that. They always have my back. Does that give you a little glimpse into Ryan Lochte, the human being, between that and some of the adjectives that James tried to put together to describe Ryan Lochte?
Well, I mean, I've got the article up in front of me. You know, look, we've had this discussion about many athletes. They're not always the sharpest tools in the shed. However, you can apply that to anybody in any profession, to be completely honest. Now, there are idiot savants who are surgeons, who are, you know, lawyers, who are whatever, who are narrow focused at their particular field, and they're great. But you get them outside of an operating room or outside of a courtroom or whatever, and they become boorish and they become childlike and they become arrogant and they do all the same things that Ryan Lochte's been accused of or the implication is that, you know, that that's what he's about. I mean, look, we've had it about so many athletes, Joe. They get in, they feel like they're entitled. They feel like they're privileged. They feel like they can do anything they want because they've had a modicum of success on an elite level, which he certainly qualifies as being an elite performer in his particular skill. He just hasn't grown up.
Yeah.
But you know, the inference here, and you know, Sally Jenkins, and I'll pull this from the article. She said in the Washington Post, Ryan Lochte is the dumbest bell that ever rang.
Hmm. It's a little hyperbole,
you know,
but
something.
Not all that far from the truth.
Yeah, but you know, something. If I'm sitting there and I'm Ryan Lochte, I'll give her a phone call and say, you know something, Sally, you're the biggest B that ever put pen to paper. You know, it for somebody to make statements like that, not knowing the individual,
is
to me, that's irresponsible. We can throw it out there, and you and I have had this discussion, and we've talked about him a lot.
And be fair, Theoden Jane's article, he admits, other than the time I spent interviewing him, I don't know Lochte well, even though we are in the same town.
Right.
I don't consider him a friend. I'm not delusional that way. I think it's a pretty good read and paints a balanced picture of who Ryan Lochte is,
well,
as far as insight. And I think it's a pretty responsible article.
Well, that's where I was going to go. He actually painted a very broad picture. He gave his own impressions on what he felt, and he was using the adjectives that you were talking about to try to describe Ryan Lochte. But he also referenced other people who have made judgment calls on Ryan Lochte. And so he tried to put it out there fair as balanced as he possibly could, and he couched it very accurately, and I respect him for that, by saying, look, I don't know the guy, and I'm not around him on a 20 basis. But as we've talked about many, many times with many, many athletes, these guys get themselves into situations where they're driving the hot car, they're wearing the $200 jeans, you know, they're snorting blow off a hooker's thigh, they're, you know, going to a nightclub where they can drink for free, they're enabled by this, they're enabled
Tuesday.
By that. That's not unique.
No, that's Tuesday.
To Ryan, that's right. That's not unique to Ryan Lochte. So,
no. Absolutely not.
And you know, from that aspect of it, if that's how they want to portray him and all of a sudden do their judgment call on Ryan Lochte because of that aspect of his life, well, let's get to athlete 255,649 on that list who we can go down and make the exact same judgment call.
Fair statement, Bob. Again, I guess to kind of wrap this up, the piece is worth going to get
and
take a look at. You know, go read this in the Charlotte Observer. Again, the author's name is Theoden Jaynes, and it's a very balanced picture, not dissimilar to the one that we painted of the situation. Maybe that's why we like it so much. Somebody agrees with us. But that said, here's somebody with a little more insight into Ryan Lochte who gives you some idea of who he is. And, you know, you mentioned Sally Jenkins and others. The vitriol in the attacks on Ryan Lochte have now made him a sympathetic figure. And I don't think James painted him necessarily as a sympathetic figure, nor did he paint him as somebody devoid of responsibility in this situation. But what he did is present a balanced ticket, you know, talked about how irresponsible he was and how poor the decisions he made were down in Rio, but spotlighted in his dealings with him somebody who at 32, you know, and we were talking about Josh Hamilton earlier, different reasons, but needs to be babysat at all times, and he's actually so painfully aware of his own immaturities and failings that it's borderline disturbing at 32 that you realize you need to be led around by the nose in order to do the right things. So I thought he painted a pretty balanced ticket, and yep, ultimately the vitriol that everybody is attacking Ryan Lochte with, like it's done to so many before in sports and outside of sports, have turned him from pariah to sympathetic figure.
I like the fact that many of the people who have coached him are not turning their backs on him. I like the fact that his friends have stuck by him thus far. You know, we talked about the sponsorship desertion, but a lot of that was going to happen anyway. where this goes from here remains to be seen. But, Joe, he's not the first athlete, and I think this is pretty accurately painted in that article. You know, not everybody's articulate. Not everybody speaks well when you put a microphone in front of them. Not everybody is capable of defending themselves verbally when people turn on them. You know, look, Ryan Lochte might not be the brightest bulb. I don't know. I don't know the guy. Indications from a lot of people say he's not. Okay. Doesn't make him a bad person.
No, not every. What makes the brightest people the brightest people is that they're smarter than everybody else.
Well, yeah. You know,
his gift is his ability to swim. It's not his intellect. And the article clearly infers that there's a simple nature to him. And again, you know, when you see the car that he drives and you read on social media the discussions of his fine clothing, that simplicity is not an indication of him living a simple life. It's of Correct. Him being a simple person.
Right, right. Which, again, that inference is insulting. It's also maybe true.
It's well-couched.
Well, no question. But you know something, and you and I have had this experience many times. A lot of times people who, and they don't even have to do what we do, decide that they're going to make themselves look good at the expense of others. And I mean the expense
I've been
of
doing
others.
It for 15 now, years. Why stop now?
You know, but their egos are so fragile that that's how they need to make themselves feel better and look better. And you and I both have a hard time with people like that. You know, there's a way of dealing with human beings without making them feel small in order to make yourself feel big. And you know, that's, if you look at the Sally Jenkins opening line, I get it, it's sensationalist journalism, but it's also the Washington bleeping Post. You should be better than that. You know, Ryan Lochte, whether he's a good guy, a bad guy, or an indifferent guy, he's still a human being who screwed up. Nobody died. You know, now you're seeing a report.
Well, the poster died an early death, but that's about it.
Yeah, I was going to say that seems to be the only damage that they really did. Now that, you know, hindsight is in play, was that they ripped the poster down
and the outside wall is stained with urine. But I don't think anybody cares about that.
Yeah, you know, blame it on Rio. You know, let's not crucify him and make him public enemy number one. You know, and you look at it, like I said, whether or not he's a good guy, a bad guy, a simple guy, whatever the circumstances are, you know, you and I both know people that they're the smartest guy in the room. And you never know it until they open their mouth because they're not busy talking about themselves all the time. And you know, Mr. Ben Bassett, the same as I do.
Mm-hmm. You more often than not the smartest guy in the room, but a good 20 IQ points, if not more. And he doesn't have to tell you about it.
That's right.
He'll leave it to us to tell everybody about it.
That's it. You'd never know it until he opens his mouth.
Right. And usually only does so when necessary.
Yeah.
As far as in order to, you know, show off his intelligence. You know, Ben's not about, he's not about opening his mouth to show you how smart he is, but when necessary in order to, you know, right or wrong or whatever the scenario may be, he's not above showing you and bearing out that he is the smartest guy in a room and usually is.
Well, I mean, you know, when he talks, people listen. But he also doesn't do it. And
he
again, that's where I'll throw it back at, you know, Jenkins and, you know, the various other people who think they're smarter. He's not doing it at the expense of other people.
No.
To make themselves big and make somebody else look small. Right now,
it's usually just to correct a mistaken notion or something along those lines, or a material misstatement of fact.
Yeah, and right now, Ryan Lochte, he probably feels about as small as a human being can feel.
Yeah, well, he got a hole in his wallet, too. We'll tie a bow around it for a hump day on the other side. We're Spano and Black. Keep it where it's at.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm-hmm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, wrapping up this edition of the Attack. And Joe, another apology was forthcoming involving Rio, and Jimmy Fegan apologized late Tuesday. And, you know, again, these guys, they're going to pay a price with USA Swimming, but you know, hopefully it doesn't shatter their lives. And I think eventually this will go away.
Time heals all wounds generally, Bob, and this is no exception. So if they're able to compete, if they have the abilities to compete on that grand stage, they'll be allowed to do so. Whether the endorsements come back for a guy like Lochte remains to be seen. And a lot of that has to do with 2020 in Tokyo. Yep. If he's there, the opportunity will be there by then, and this will be just a blip on the radar as the elder statesman. Of the 2020 U.S. swim team. If not, you know, he's going to have to figure out what he's going to do in the next stage of his life.
You know, it's interesting. We had talked about, you know, us and being out and having fun and all that kind of good stuff. Fegan, in his version, he pretty much described it exactly how we talked about it. Asked a cab driver to pull over so we could relieve ourselves. The bathroom door was locked. He peed in the grass behind the building.
Can I tell you something? I've done it. I mean, you know, there's a list of great places I've urinated over the course of my life during the course of having fun, and some of them make you stand on your head. So I'm not going to make them public enemy.
I remember one specifically.
Yeah, I'm not going to make them public enemy one for going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
As I've said, the lie concocted by Lochte is really the only major misstep.
Usually the cover-up is worse than the crime.
That's it. And there you go.
On that note, we out of here. Thanks to Robert for pushing all the right buttons most of the time, but most importantly, thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow. We come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.